whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita, and this is episode 345 on Saturday, 9th of September, 2023, or if you're here in Aussie land or the part of the world that's ahead, it's Sunday the 10th, which is also my sister's birthday, so not that she will ever hear this, but happy birthday to my sister Alison. She's turning 21. Again. She's younger. For those that don't know, yes, my brother's birthday was 2 days ago. He's born the 8th. My sister is the 10th. My nephew, who's my brother's youngest, is tomorrow, the 11th, so it's a very busy month, September. But yes, so she's, her birthday today. I haven't given her her present yet from Execute, myself, and the fur babies, but I have got her present, and I will take it upstairs and give it to her a bit later, so that'll be good. And my mother said that she wants Chinese food for dinner, so I'm sure there will be some honey chicken and special fried rice in my future, which is always a good thing. Absolutely. So anyway, good morning, chat room. Nice and busy. Let's see who we have got in the chat. They're busy having chatty chats, which is fantastic. We've got Fair and Chris. Thank you for being here. Wonderful mods that you two are. Mwah, mwah. Appreciate you both greatly. We have got Mrs. Rock Guru. We've got Zep. We've got, looks like Tiber is there somewhere as well. So thank you guys, thank you very much for being here and hanging out with me while I do the stream live. So thank you very much. All right, well, lots of things have been going on, so I thought we might start off with a quick chat before we dive into the news. So let's talk about patch 10.1.7 is live. It's live. So Fair had written a couple of things down for me, or one thing that, and I didn't fully understand until I was in game yesterday. So this is my week. I jumped on Wednesday night, which was the first night after the patch I was able to sit down, and I wanted to play because I was like, yay, patch is here. I've got a couple of hours. I'm going to jump in, start doing some stuff. The download, even though it said I'd pre-downloaded, there was another download, and it wouldn't tick over. It wouldn't download. It kept saying that there was another download happening, and until that was fixed. It was really weird, because when I looked in to the Battle.net, and I'm looking, and I'm thinking, what the hell's going on? Like, everything was showing that nothing else, like there was stuff queued, because obviously I think there was Hearthstone stuff, there was some, I can't even remember, there was like four things, and I thought, okay, well, I'll get, you know, I will at least get the WoW jump in so I can have a play around. It wasn't happening, so I walked away to, you know, like prep food for the next day for executing myself and, you know, do some housework. I come back and it still wasn't, and I was like, what the hell's going on? I didn't know. So anyway, I went and did one of my puzzles that I've been doing a lot of puzzles. So I went and did that for a while, came back, still wasn't happening. So I thought, okay, I need to go to sleep. I'm buggered. I'm absolutely buggered. So I let it go, and then it finally had downloaded whatever was going on. And I didn't get time to play. So my first time to sit down and play was yesterday. Thankfully, I didn't hop on any challenge tunes because I wanted to jump on leader. I wanted to start some of the new quests. I had four things that I wanted to do. One was to go to Darkmoon Fair, pick up the Grizzly trophies, get the professions for my main. After that was to start the new, you know, storyline stuff, and also to have a look at the new Secrets of Azeroth. Then, after I'd done those four things, I was going to jump over and start, you know, taking some of my challenge tunes to Darkmoon Fair, because it ends today, well, tonight for me. I dozed off about seven times in the, might have been more, in the couple of hours that I was trying to get stuff done, and I think I dozed off, worst case, I'm gonna say that it might have been 10 minutes. My husband doesn't know, don't tell him, because he probably would have sent me straight to bed. And therefore I was like, nope, I'm done. Thank God I didn't hop on a challenge tune. Funny thing though, I was up in Valdraken, you know, where the Whelp School is, where you do all those quests for the Whelplings and all of that. At one point I was doing stuff and I dozed off. And next thing, and it was seriously, what, for like 10 seconds, however long it takes you to fall off Valdraken, fall down into the river, you know, the river in between kind of Valdraken and Waking Shores, and later went splat. So, yeah. Anyway, that was a very real thing. So yeah, so thank goodness I didn't hop in any challenge tunes yesterday. That's probably the main thing, but I didn't quite get everything done that I wanted to, but you know, it is what that is. So I did notice there's the sell junk button was there when you go to the vendor. So Fair had put in the notes that there's this new sell junk button when you go to a vendor. Challenge tunes probably don't want to use it since we keep our white gray gear items. Exactly. She said, I haven't looked for any ways to customize it in the UI. We'll keep an eye on add-ons because I find its position in the vendor frame annoying. And I must admit, I didn't fully notice it until I had to go repair my gear. And it was a little bit, I was trying to see if that was a thing that you can turn off. So if anyone knows, I hadn't fully looked at it, but even on later, I have a couple of gray item. They're long-time gifts that previous guildies have given me, even before I moved over to Earthen Ring. So there's stuff that I don't want to get rid of. I keep them in my bag. They take up two slots. Excuse me. So if I hit that, it would sell them. And I was like, no. Sorry, allergies today. It's very windy outside. Spring has hit badly. Fair says, yeah, I'd love to know. I don't like it being the closest button there. Yeah, even if that's probably a good point. If there was a way that you could shift, you know, like the order of how those buttons are at the vendor, that would be good. Because if it was the, you know, to the left, to me, that would be good. Let me just mute myself. I need to cough. Hang on. Apologies on that. So, that to me would be really handy because, again, for challenge tune, people playing challenge tunes, to me, it's not something that we want to utilize straight away because we're looking at gear, we're looking at, you know, what's the stuff we might be able to put in on the auction house, make a little bit of money for that challenge tune. Those kinds of things. Chris says, I have some very special greys. Never, ever using that button. And she also said, I want to say, it asks you to confirm before you truly sell. But I could be wrong. Okay. Mrs. Rock Guru says, it does ask you to confirm if you want to sell. That's not too bad, but it's just, to me, I think it is inconvenient having it at the closest. Well, obviously if you're right-handed with your mouse, it would be that first one when I, you know, bring my mouse over to sell something, and I'm so used to that being I don't know, it just, to me, if they could allow to move those positions. Muscle memory, exactly, fair. I think that's the thing. So it'll be interesting to see if anyone brings out an add-on for it, or if Blizzard will allow for that to change. I don't know. Can you turn it off in settings? I don't know, Tiber. Hi, Zaya. Welcome. I don't know. If anyone knows, can you pop it in chat or pop it in Discord? I think, as I said, I didn't even think to check the settings, because again, it was very limited for yesterday. Now, is there, with the patch, so obviously, with the patch going live, we've had, you know, there's been lots of new things. There's new cinematic. There's a new quest line for your scout tunes, your main tunes. Probably stuff that you don't want to take a high level challenge tune through. I think it would be dangerous to do the new stuff that's just come in with the, what is it, the Dream Surges? Bear with me, sorry, my brain is very foggy this morning. But Wowhead, as always, is a very good place to go and source the new patch info. So there's Dream Surge, that's what it is. That was confusing too, trying to figure that out. There was new customizations, Night Off, Forsaken. I haven't even thought about that at the moment. I must admit, when I logged into the leader, there was some new achievements that popped up for crafting, which I didn't even realize. anything different. Eastern Cups Cup will be starting on October 4th through to October 17th. They seriously need to show that. It's horrid. When I tried to do the calendar, that was not fun. I think I gave up after 2 hours of trying. It was horrid. Some changes to dragon riding. You can do a challenge course now across Dragon Isles. As you know, it's not my favorite thing to do. I do struggle with that quite a bit. Anything else? Has anyone played with this new ping system? Hang on, let me go back. Sorry, I'm just trying to read patch notes. Let me go back. Dream Surge, definitely. Once I figured out, I thought it was a portal that was going to take us into a bit like the time warp thingy. So it was a little bit confusing when it was just in the Waking Shore. Thank you, Chris, for whatever that was. Appreciate that. So definitely be very careful if you're on a high level challenge tune going around. I think they said Dream Surges will rotate zones. There's taking on like rares. There's a lot of mobs. Some of them are elites. There seem to be on a couple that I did a lot of AoE stuff that was coming off that as well. So definitely be very, very careful if you're got a high level challenge tune and if you're out in, you know, kind of the vicinity. I would say probably get away from those areas. I really don't think it would be a good idea to have a challenge tune anywhere near it, other than possibly a green. A green might be doable because you've got a bit more hit points, but even then, extremely risky. All right, let's see what everyone's saying. Just bear with me, I'm just scrolling back. Mrs. Rock Guru says both those heritage quest lines are. Hello, everybody. You can hear me? Wow, Twitch is saying its stream is unstable. Fantastic. All right. I don't know what I was talking about other than 10.1.7. So if you've got any thoughts on how is it going for you, let me know and I might come back to that. I think we'll just get on with the news because piecing together a multi it's not fun. So anyway, pop any thoughts down in the chat and hopefully I'll get back to thoughts on that. So but as long as everyone's having some fun with that, and if you've found anything seriously that there's a concern for challenge tunes, please pop it down. All right, so let's get on to news. So a couple of congratulations. We've got congratulations to Xiomona on becoming our 29th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge Champion. So well done to Xia for that. 29 irons so far. Amazing. Congratulations to Veronese, did I get it right, Fair? On becoming our 14th Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge Champion. Well done to Fair. And right before the show, congratulations to Sneaky on becoming our 15th Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge Champion. Sneaky, who's that? Tybar? Is that Tybar? I feel like it could be Tybar. It is you. Fantastic. All right. Tybar, do you want me to send you the questions again for the write-up, or do you want to just do the write-up and email me? Please let me know. I've already got Fez, which I'll get sorted, but let me know if you want the questions again. I can just email you. Thank you, Tybar. That would be fantastic. Alright, grats Tybar. So, Zaya, Fair, Tybar, well done. You guys are kicking at this expansion for sure. So, that is fantastic. Alright, we were talking about 10.1.7 with the patch going live. That's right, Mrs. Rock Guru, we were talking about the heritage stuff. You had said that you were doing, had done both, and you like the Night Elf better than the Undead, which was strange because the latest ones, the Hordes, have been better. So that's interesting. I've not looked at either yet. So we'll have to see how they go. Of course, since the patch has gone live, the talk at the moment, all the news is patch 10.2 is on the PTR. So there's been no release date projected at the moment on that. Again, it feels, I don't know about you guys, but it feels like it's coming thick and fast. It's just, I cannot keep up at all. At all. It is too soon. It's too soon. It's crazy. I don't know. It feels very much boom, boom, boom. It's all, I don't know. It's very overwhelming. Gonna possibly after BlizzCon. Okay. Thanks, Emoji. All right. So Guardians of the Dream, there's supposed to be new druid forms, Fair was saying. Owlbears, fluffy cat raptors, a fish. Interesting. And there's also supposed to be, which let me link in chat, there's supposed to be a Dragon Isles Pathfinder coming with 10.2, so regular flying will happen. So it's locked behind Pathfinder to get regular flying in Dragon Isle. Okay. That seems really shitty. I think that's a really, really crap decision. See, I mean, after everyone, like for all of us, we've been playing the game for a long time. Some of us really want regular flying, Zaya. The dragon riding gives absolutely, I can do it, but it's a struggle. Some people can't even do it. I know Nisi couldn't even play Dragonflight because it just, you know, that's one of the reasons that she stepped away from WoW. It just, you know. And it's really sad. I have to be in the right headspace to be able to do dragon riding at all, on even on Leta. And it, if I'm not, I feel very sick. I get very bad vertigo and I have to be careful. So doing those dragon riding, those challenges for, you know, the daily quests and all of that, it's a major struggle. Like, it's a major struggle. I sometimes I can get bronze. It's rare I can get gold because it makes me want to throw up to go that fast to try and get gold. It's horrid. It's a horrid feeling. So, I don't mind. I think that we should be given normal, you know. Or I'd be happy to go pay 1,000 gold or whatever just to be like, turn it on. I don't think it's fair to lock it behind Pathfinder. It's a really shitty move. Anyway, my 2 cents. Trying advanced gold gets me dizzy. No, couldn't. I can't. Most of mine, I don't. I think I've got a couple that I've got gold on with later. But those are probably some of the shorter, slightly easier ones. The ones that are quite long, I really struggle with them. Anyway, that's a later problem. It's a real thing. I struggle with it. Can do it, but I can't do it effectively because it throws my head and my eyes into vertigo. Fess is our friend who's going to try to help me level my regular druid to try to get Pathfinder, letting me fly with her on a dragon. That's fantastic. The struggle is real. That is a good show title. Kobe says hi. He also is probably trying to talk to Cossie. So everyone say hi to Kobe. Mrs. Rucker, yeah, grab the quest lines from the MSC, got them on EU, which I had missed out on. Okay. Tiber, I just had to unlock Mech Gnomes after I'd heard that all allies were unlocked. Okay. Alright, so, anyway, that is something. I'm sure there's more stuff coming out. Again, you know, always check Blizzard, check the forums. Have a look on Wowhead, some of the best places to get the news, to keep an eye on all of that. Alright, don't forget, Dark Moon Fair has been on all this week. It ends tonight, tomorrow, whichever way that you look at it. For me, it'll end this afternoon, so I'm guessing for most of you guys, it'll end tomorrow, early tomorrow morning. So if you've got some tunes that you need to go get, you know, some profession points, go get your bags. If you just started any new tunes, go do that. Secrets of Azeroth has been pushing hard, I noticed, in particularly on Wowhead, which is fantastic. I don't know if any of you guys have been doing it. I think it would be doable on Challenge Tune, some of it. I don't know. Let me know. Zaya, have you tried it on Challenge Tune? Don't seem to give any XP. Yeah, I wouldn't think so. It's a lot of running around and finding things or talking to people. It's time consuming. That's what I've noticed, because you've got to figure it out. I know some people have been posting information, you know, doing some videos. Simri had done some on her channel. She was huge into pet battles, etc. I think Hazelnut Games has been doing some. There are a few people, so if you're into that. But again, tread carefully if you're on a challenge turn, just in case. We'll see. Way too much about dragon flying, I'm assuming, for next patch. I'd hoped it would be more about the rest of the world. Mrs. Rocker says, I also found out that you can do the standard races heritage quest lines on a class trial tune. Still need to grind the allies to 50 non-boosted to get access. Okay. Alright, so again, it might be, you know, something that you can play around with and see. But again, just be careful. If in doubt, please scout it out. That would be the main thing if you're trying something like the Secrets of Azeroth to see. Mind you, if it's not giving any XP, pointless to do on a challenge too, because you really want the XP. Zai says, my level 67 could not get any follow-up for Secrets of Azeroth. They only post one a day. That it normally resets at a certain time, I think it is. So there's one comes out a day, but then they'll always be there. So I think I've now got like four that I need to catch up on. All right. Okay, as I said, I was trying not to make a long show this week, but anyway. All right, before we get into the state of the challenges, I wanted to give you guys a quick update, a change that's going to be happening, and again, I wanted to let you know. So, after this show, I'm going to take a month off, so the next show will be October the 7th. Couple reasons. Health is obviously the major factor. I go and see a specialist tomorrow. I'm hoping that we'll start to get some answers. As I have said to you, health-wise, that's why we were kicking it back to every 2 weeks. But at the moment, between work and health and just, I'm exhausted. So I think for the moment, we'll take a month off. It's not holidays. I'm still working. I work full time. I'm working long hours. We're working at 40 to 50% staff at the moment. It's just crazy. And it's just, yeah, it's taken a bit of a toll. So I think for the moment, I'm not saying it's going to be a monthly show. I'm just saying I need a break. I need some rest. So we'll take a month off. I'll be back on October the 7th. And hopefully by then, I've got some news from the specialist and things have hopefully settled. So let's go with that. We'll see. Alright, state of the challenges, let's get into it. So, irons, we've got 10 irons this week. So, at number 10, we have got a Death Wish at level 63. Number 9, Isaiah Magu, good name, level 64. 8 is Sarazan at level 64. 7 is Luan at level 65, RIP. 6 is Nokashi at level 65. 5 is Tuna. Good name. At level 67. 4 is Azzy Iron at level 67. Azzy's still going. That's great. 3 Stereotyped at level 68. 2 is Zayashta at level 68. And number 1 is Zyamona at level 70, becoming our 29th Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge champion. Well done, Zaya. Alright. Bloods. Hang on, let's all have a sip of our drinks. Coffee, cheers, all of that. Coffee. Blood type is coffee. There we go. Ooh. Okay. Bloods. Blood challenge at level 11 is yellow flag too many quests completed. So, yeah. Don't forget, Bloods is all about killing, not about questing. 9 is Bloodrena at level 12. 8 is Rocket Buy at level 12. 7 is Jetree at level 13. 6 Kiwi challenge at level 16. 5 is Gordor level 16. 4 is Bloodleta at level 22. That's weird. I did jump on her to test a couple of things. So there you go. Number three is Undead Kiwi at level 25, but yellow flagged for too many quests completed. Number two was Undead Kev. Good name. Level 26, red flagged because a mage portal was taken, which means there was grouping to do that. Number one is Silver Spears at level 52. Good to see the Bloods, though, have been very busy. All right. Pacifists. 10 pacifists this on the list this week. 10 is Pacifista at level 14. 9 is Hunter Rose at level 21. 8 is Feverty at level 23. 7 is Pacifists at 35. 6 is Redoxy at level 41. Yellow flag, they have 2 kills and 1 killing blow. 5, Ferrobear at level 64. 4 is Ferrofey at level 69. 3 is Lantana at level 69. Exciting. Number 2 is Sneaky, which is Tiber's Toon, hit level 70 just recently, becoming our 15th Dragonflight Pacifist Champion. And number 1 is Farinese at level 70, becoming our 14th Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge Champion. Well done to our passies. All right, greens. We've got 7 greens. We have Nye at level 17. 6 is Willow at level 19. 5 is Green Challenge at level 25. 4 is Green Ball at level 29. 3 is Gareth at level 33. 2 is Jan Green at level 50. And 1 is Livid 2 at level 67, RIP. Alright, Working Man, we had 5. We have got Wingnut level 17. 4 is Bear Fair at level 17. 3 is Aneshel at level 20. 2 is Adra Work at level 20. And number 1 was Ekahi at level 29, but red flagged because they used a health potion. Fess is my actual bear druid. First one ever. Fantastic. Very excited for you, Fair. Alright, tins. We have 4 tins. And number 4, we have Rue, level 12. 3 is Mortal at level 61. 2 is Corsal at level 63. And 1 is Bryalis at level 67. Okay, out of the teams, we had no Bloods, no Green Man. However, we had 2 Iron teams. We had at number 2, Vertically Challenged. They hit level 12, but RIP. And number 1 was Chad Stash? Level 15, but they are red flagged because of multiple issues. So, seems people are trying, teams is, you know, still a few people trying out the teams. No one has jumped into trying any Bloods or Greens for a bit, but nice to see people trying out for teams. So that's fantastic. All right, Chris says, love Bear. Yes. Chris Bear. All right, let's get into chit-chat. As I said, didn't want to make this too long this week. I because internet. Actually, maybe that should be one of our little emoticon things. Aussie internet. That's a nice idea. It's crap. Didn't put that, but...
Understatement of the century.
Yeah. Yes. I know. Alright. Okay. I have got one joke for you. Anyone got any jokes? Type it in chat for me. But this one is, what did the Brazilian coffee say to the Indonesian coffee? What's the matter with you? I thought it was so cute. I had to. It was very cute. Alright, I'm waiting to see if Tiber does his stolen joke. He hasn't typed it yet. I don't think I missed it. Alright, anything else? I don't think so. Okay, here we go. Thank you, Tiber. You were probably too busy typing, thinking, later, I'm typing now. Alright, Tiber's stolen joke of the week. Did you hear about the racing snail who got rid of his shell? He thought it would make him faster, but it just made him sluggish.
I like that one.
Execute likes it, Tiber. It's not bad. Not bad. All right. Now, before I forget, I had put a post in the Discord for the Iron Elites, but nobody's mentioned. So Tiber said, woo, that's a win. So I'm going to throw it out to you guys in the chat here. I'm looking for some more ideas for some emote things for both Discord and for the channel. So if you've got some ideas, please let me know. Obviously, I've got the coffee ones. I'm trying to make them. I know I'm fairly crap at them. Like the coffee is my blood one that I've got. I'm trying to learn to do it a bit better, but we'll see. So if you've got any ideas, like either shoot me a message on Discord, email me, anything. I know we've got limited slots on here. We need a drop bear. Sorry. Excuse my throat. It's been a bit eh. Okay. I know I've got more room on Discord as a bigger amount. Twitch is very limited. I think it only allows you to have like 5. I can't remember. But I'm happy to kind of rotate some out, if that makes sense. Like, take something away, put something new in, just to try that. So, if you've got, I'll just write down, drop bear, passy one. Don't know, I have a passy one. Fair? Don't I have a passy one? I've got a passy one. Not on Discord. There's not more. Okay. Oh, maybe it's be. Alright, let me look at that. Okay, so Discord. I know when I asked Ross to make those ones, I think they were specifically for Twitch. But we'll see. So, but I might be able to, you know, flip some stuff around. So, again, you know, ideas. isn't a bad thing. So let me know if anything else pops up into your brain. Then, you know, just shoot me through a message and I'm happy to see what I can create. Which may or may not be a good thing, but anyway, I can try and have a play. Okay, all right, let's wrap this up because, again, just trying to stay ahead of the crazy internet for the moment, and I wanted to try and keep it to no more than an hour today because editing and all of that as well. So, okay, so let's show some love to our fantastic Iron Elites and a huge thank you to everyone, which I think is pretty much everyone in the chat. Anyway, you guys rock. Thank you very much. So, to Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lena, Mark, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru, Rud, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber. I'm sorry, Tiber. I can't try. Wanima, Zaya, and Zep, thank you so much for your support. It greatly helps with paying for the website. Appreciate you all very much. I'd like to thank the bunch of extraordinary, wonderful humans. We are very blessed to have a great bunch of mods, which are Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Zaya, Stir, leading from the front, always bringing our Guild Coroner along for the ride. I don't think he's in chat today, but, he's probably trying to keep those, cute little kittens that he's got. Did you guys see? I made a pet channel on Discord. You can share your pets, photos of your pets. I thought it was about time that we did something like that. So yeah, he's got some gorgeous little kittens that he's been busy taking care of. So yeah, good thing, pet channel. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and again, if you got any thoughts, like if we need another channel for something in particular, let me know and I'll see what I can do. To everyone here, thank you for hanging out again, giving of your time and putting up with the Aussie internet. I think we need something for that, definitely. So thank you. Thank you very much for hanging out. And once again, to Zaya and Rod in particular, a wonderful code wardens for all the things that you guys do. Appreciate you. Thank you. All right. As I had said earlier, I'm going to take a month off, try and rest, see how we can get this health sorted. We'll see. Anyway, I'll be back on October 7th. Don't forget October month. It's getting closer to Halloween. Just saying. Very exciting. So I'll be back at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Saturday, October 7th. Okay. So I'm just going to have a rest for a month and hopefully see if that helps things out. So, where you can find us, don't forget to pop over to wowchallenges.com. All of the socials are there. If you need to contact us through any of them, all the information is there. Also, if you want to, check out the YouTube channel, find us with the podcast on places like Spotify, iTunes, go for it. If you want to contact me, if you've got jokes, questions, ideas for, emotes, all emoticons, all that kind of thing, please shoot me through either podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can ping me on Discord. Just send me a direct message. Let me know. I'll get back to you when I can. Don't forget, sometimes it takes me a little bit to respond between working, time zones, working, trying to sleep, all of those things. It might, but certainly if you've got ideas, drop whatever information that you want and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. All right. Don't forget, if you want to contact me, the easiest place is to jump over and see all of the socials where you can find me at Linktree. Look up Leta Wow, which is LeetaWow, and that's where you can find all of the things that I do. All right. As always, I love to say a huge thank you to Mr. Nisi for the intro. You can find him on Discord, Mr. Nisi, if you're chasing. He's very talented. He's done a lot of work for us over the years, and we appreciate all the things that he has done, like in some of the drawings, stuff on the website, on our shop, merchandise, and things on the website, like banners and stuff like that. So appreciate him doing that. And also a huge thank you to my husband Execute for not only helping me with the outro, but things like banners, proofreading when I do the write-ups. So so huge thank you to him as well.
Fine.
Thank you. All right, guys. Thank you for hanging out once again. I do appreciate it. I will be back on October 7th. We'll have a rest up. Hopefully we'll get some answers and I'll let you know how things are. But we'll be back on... words are hard. We'll be back October 7th at 7 p.m. All right, please... stay safe both in and out of game. We will catch you then. Okay. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.